She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. And wow, we have an early caller. Who is on the line?
Hey, my name is Edward. How are you, George?
Oh, good morning. Oh, good afternoon.
Well,
where are you calling from?
I'm calling from London, England.
Holy moly.
I don't have a British accent because I've lived in North America, your area exactly also.
I see.
Let me tell you why I'm calling, and I know this has nothing to do with motor. Is that okay if I talk about something else? Motor cars?
Yeah.
I mean, is it okay?
First of all, how much is gasoline in England?
Oh, it's about almost a pound 40 per liter, which is about $2.20 per liter. Mm. Per liter. So you multiply that, it'll be like almost $9 a gallon. But then we have the imperial gallon here in England, and in North America, you have what they call the U.S. gallon, which is a little smaller.
Okay.
All right. So much for the motor questions. Now let me tell you something. And the reason why I'm calling is because I've had friends from your area who are telling me that the United States opened up a can of worms or a Pandora's box, if you want to call it, by trying to get this government. The U.S. government to make everybody in Hawaii a native, like much like the Indian population in North America, and I've been following it on the internet a little bit, but it's like revolting. Every one out of let's say 10, 15 people who talk may say something nice towards the United States government, but the majority of them are against being called natives because the Hawaiians are Naka Maoli, you know, and that's the way it is. So I was very surprised that the United States would take such a step forward and, like I said, open up this can of worms for themselves. It's really backfiring on them. I mean, the credibility of the United States has now become somewhat of a joke on the international market, on the international scene. So what can I say? And I also will send a copy of the President Bill Clinton's apology bill. And I just cannot understand, after reading it through, there's a quote in it, a disclaimer that says, nothing in his joint resolution is intended to serve the settlement of any claims against the United States, unquote. This is really hypocritical of the United States. On one hand, they apologize for their illegal overthrow, and on the other hand, they say, "Hey, we may apologize, but this doesn't mean anything." I mean, have you got a comment on that? Have you had people talk to you about it, George?
All the time.
Really? Wow.
All the time.
So why is the United States doing that? I mean, they're not getting anything like that. As a matter of fact, they're losing. I'm sure they're losing a lot of respect worldwide. I know here in London, I've got a lot of North American friends from your area, from Nebraska, from New York, and they're not really happy how they're being, made the laughing stock. Even Americans are telling me this, and we speak on today the computer is the age of communication, and it's incredible. The amount of animosity that there is towards the U.S. government by a lot of people. What can you tell me on this? Can you educate me so I can tell?
Well,
I'm recording it. I should have said I'm recording it. Well, is that okay to record it?
Well, I look at it this way. You look at history, when America came to Hawaii with their soldiers and they wanted to fight with the Hawaiians. Why? I mean, what was the whole point? The whole point was to take it over.
Well, it's a strategic. You got to admit that Hawaii is a very strategic point. It's like a buffer zone between the.
You don't go in and steal it. If you want it, then you go in and say, how much can I buy it for? You don't just take it.
Well, yeah, but
that's wrong. That's wrong.
I agree with you. And this is why I'm saying that they've opened up a Pandora's box for themselves, because the feedback that I'm getting from my friends up here is phenomenal. I just cannot believe that the United States put themselves in such a position. They're losing a tremendous amount of credibility. As a matter of fact, you know what? This group, the Kingdom of Hawaii, they have a beef, a real claim, and I understand that it's not being quiet. There's a lot of groups that are supporting it back on your area.
I have a recording here from Hawaii News Now.
Go ahead.
And you listen to it.
Tempers flare over federal recognition for Native Hawaiians. Good evening, I'm Chris Tanaka.
And I'm Stephanie Lum. Officials visiting from D.C. heard emotional pleas at the state capitol today.
Tonight, there's a live meeting as we take a live look at a meeting inside at Waimanalo, set to begin in about an hour.
And our Lisa Kubota has the latest details for us tonight, first at 5.
You need to pack your bag, and you need to leave.
Why are you here? We do not need you here.
So respectfully, anytime you're ready to leave, aloha oi to you.
A panel representing the Department of the Interior and Department of Justice heard the same message many times. Nearly 150 people testified as federal officials consider reestablishing a government-to-government relationship between the U.S. and the Native Hawaiian community.
What was taken from us by the United States was one nation, indivisible under the Akua. We will never agree to accept bits and pieces of an Indian Confederacy.
We're not subservient, we're not stupid anymore.
This annexation of Hawaii is bogus, it's wrong. So the great United States, you have to, by all means, give us justice.
We will decide our future.
Most of those testifying during the intense 3.5-hour hearing spoke out against federal involvement.
Hey, come on, you guys, cut some slack.
OHA Chair Colette Machado even ended up in a shouting match while voicing her support.
We strongly urge that the federal government move forward with a process to reestablish a government-to-government relationship with the Native Hawaiian people.
More than 125,000 people have signed up through the Native Hawaiian Role Commission to take part in a future governing entity.
We applaud the administration of Hawaii-born President Obama in setting the groundwork for potential recognition. We urge the department to develop a pathway that is unique to the needs of the Hawaiian people.
During 15 meetings statewide in the next 2.5 weeks, the federal panel expects to hear many voices on this complicated and sensitive issue.
We recognize again the very critical nature of this conversation, the strong emotions from the community. We honor that, and we are very honored to be here.
I applaud Department of Interior and Justice for coming, but also the Native Hawaiian people for expressing themselves.
So once again, that meeting getting underway at 6 o'clock at this school cafeteria in Waimanalo. Now, after the hearings in Hawaii, the Department of Interior has scheduled 5 meetings on the mainland to gather feedback from federally recognized Indian tribes. And we'll have much more on the latest in this meeting tonight on Hawaii News Now at 10.
Okay.
Wow.
How was that?
Sure. This is... You know what? So I was right when I say they're opening up a Pandora's box for themselves. Or like, you know, a can of worms. But on the other thing that I know, according to what the commentator was making, and especially after hearing all this feedback, those who were sitting, and conducting this session and appointed by to represent the government of the United States, I think I would be ashamed. I wouldn't want to be there because I would be taking so much flack from these people. It's obvious that they don't have. If they were Hawaiians, then obviously they sold their soul to the devil. But I feel compassion for the Nakanaka Maolis because they're not. You know what? I heard a story. Can you confirm this for me? That in 1959, when the Hawaii became a state, the local
that's illegal.
The Kanaka Maolis weren't allowed to vote. It was only the U.S. citizen. Is that true?
Yes. That was illegal. The president and Congress appointed Hawaii a state, and you cannot do that.
Wow.
The people
wow,
of Hawaii you know has to vote.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know what? I'm really pleased I was able to talk to you, George. I don't want to take up. I'm sure there's other people also, and I appreciate that you gave me some time. But, I hope that all Hawaiians, stand up for themselves and really reclaim their land. I'm sure they want America to protect them, in some situation against foreign invaders. But I'm sure that more than that, they want to be recognized as their own nation. And you know what? All I can say is aloha to everybody there. And I wish you luck. And if I can be a contributing force, bring me over. And I'll fight for you guys as well. Okay, George?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a good night. Have a good day. Sorry. Good afternoon to you. Bye-bye.
Aloha.
Bye-bye, George. Thank you for letting me on. Bye-bye.
Okay, we have Dean on the phone. Hi, Dean.
Hey, George. You know, applause for applause to ethanol. You know, yesterday I had to do my yard work because it was such a nice day, and whatever was it, this lawnmower that I hadn't been using in quite a while, I put in the best kind of gas, put it only about 88 octane without any spiking now. Put it in. I just could not get my thing to fire up. Put in a fresh new spark plug in my lawnmower. Still cannot get it fired up. I said, all right, let's see if the ethanol will work. Took off the air filter area. Wet my carburetor. Wet the carburetor with a little bit of ethanol. One pull, the thing started.
Hmm.
And on top of that, since it only had a chunking amount of gas, I probably ran about 70, you know how small a lawnmower gas tank is, right? I must be running about 70% of ethanol in there right now.
Hmm.
But one pool, the thing started.
Oh, yeah, it works.
Mm-hmm.
But people say mm-hmm. it's no good.
Well, hey, but how else are you going to get your lawnmower to work? And my brother's weed whacker, he couldn't get it to start. So sure enough, I said, bring it over to the house. Let me see if I can get it started. I couldn't get it started either. So I said, okay. What little gas he had in there, I said, let's empty it out. Let's put about 50% ethanol, 50% gas. One full, the thing started.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have at least 50% of an ethanol mix to really, to truly get out at least a 90-plus octane. Because I'm finding out that the lawnmowers cannot even run on just 88. It has to be 91 or higher.
Mm-hmm.
The feeble engines somehow just need that octane. Because even in weed whackers, those are all small, feeble engines.
Yep, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't tell people that. They don't listen.
Yeah. They don't listen. Well, I mean, the thing is, and yet, you know what's going to happen? One day somebody's lawnmower or weed whacker not going to work. Or they're going to call me up. Hey, you get ethanol. I can't get my thing started. I'm going to say, no, I'm a what?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, George.
Thanks, Dean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, anyway. Wow. We got call from all the way from England. Wow. The wonder of the internet. If your brake pedal goes down slowly when you're at the stoplight, have it checked out. More than likely, your brake master cylinder is defective or need to be replaced. The reason these things happen is because you don't service the brakes. You need to flush the brake fluid every 2 years. If you don't, you're going to have problems. Okay? With brakes, I recommend flushing it every 2 years. Okay, we got to go to a break, and you're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101, and we'll be right back.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, Rolling Bob is doing great, and you know, I first thing I want to say is to all the people that say I never have anything positive to say, I'm so happy the H1 work is coming to an end, and I have to admit they did a pretty good job. The lanes are a little tight, but they've repaved it. They put in some extra lanes, so it's kind of smoothed out some bad spots. So, you know, a little bit of good news. But the rest of the roads, well, you know, they'll get to them when they can, I guess. But it was a long wait, but I'm glad it's almost over. So what do you think, George? Have you driven through there yet?
Well, let me tell you about the skinny lanes, Bob. According to what I found out from the federal on the highway, it is supposed to be only temporary. It cannot be used permanently. And it looks like it's being used as permanent.
Well,
that's illegal.
Well, you know, there's a lot of illegal stuff going on over here.
I know. But the minute you do something illegal...
Oh, yeah.
Bob, what are you doing in jail?
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, I got stopped the other day, get this, for going out of the lane when I didn't go out of the lane. Like, in other words, if you're seeing I was coming down H3 and you get to go on to H1, and the traffic backs up going to Pearl City. And I was sitting there, and I watched two people pass me, because you're supposed to wait until the lane, you know, lets you go into the lane. You're not supposed to go out early and drive along the side, which a lot of people do. And I saw this police officer pull over two people. And when I waited, and I pulled over, I pulled down, he stepped in the lane, and he stopped me. And he rolled down the window, and he said, "You can't go down that road like that." And I said, "Excuse me, sir, but I waited there." He says, "Oh, you want to give me lift? You want to take?" "Oh, no, sir. I'm sorry. It'll never happen again." I mean,
well,
what else can
you
say,
Bob,
right?
I don't know what's happening with law enforcement, but I'm losing it with them, because did you see the news on TV where a police, what's that? California Highway Patrol was beating up on a lady?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Oh, God. How embarrassing.
You know, there's no excuse. But...
Not. I don't care if he was a policeman or not a policeman. You don't beat up on a lady.
Well, the only thing that I always question when I see those videos is they never show the beginning. They always show the end.
Yeah, well, regardless, I mean, you know, you don't hit a lady.
Well,
go look for a big guy and go hit the big guy. He's scared.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you, if she's coming at me with one of those big $3,000 handbags with the gold buckle and starts hitting me up beside the head, I think I'm going to have to waive that rule.
No. Bob, you got two legs that can run.
This is true. Well, you know what? I'm going to bow out of here now because you're paying me into one of those corners where people are going to be hating me. So on that note, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay, who do we have now?
We have Olivia calling from California.
Olivia from California. Hello. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me? It's kind of bad reception where I am.
Oh, okay.
I've been trying to call in. I wanted to talk about ethanol here in California and tell everybody that Hawaii has to get the E85 because I started using that in my car, and I put half and half, and it runs like a dream. It is so much more power, and I've got fantastic gas mileage, and nobody, I tell them what it is, and they think I'm crazy. But, you know, there's a few believers here, like the fellow that was filling up next to me when I went to the station, and those are the ones you want to contact and spread the word. But I just want to let you know it's great, and I wish Hawaii would get it.
Hmm.
Yes.
Me too. Yep. That's good that you like it. More people got to try it. They don't even try it, and they condemn it.
Well, do you have any other listeners from California that could? Or has they called up with testimonies?
They don't call for with testimony, but they are running it.
They are.
Mm-hmm. The human race doesn't want to say anything good, only say all the bad stuff.
Oh, well, it's because of all the misinformation. Yeah, it's wrong. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to call and tell you that.
Okay.
It would be a positive thing. Okay?
Mahalo.
You're welcome. Aloha.
Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. 5467. Okay, so anyway. Well, we're getting a lot of long distance calls today. England, California. How about Japan? Yeah. Paco said, yeah. We won't understand what they're saying. Anyway. I'm against safety check, and you know, the state should do away with it because the money you pay for safety check, folks, doesn't go to the state. The state is doing this as a freebie and paying the workers that's doing the program and going in a hole. You want to cut, don't cut education, cut the safety check. Where's the brains in these politicians? I don't know. I don't know. Folks, you gotta write your politicians and tell them, get rid of safety check. It's doing nothing. Okay, who do we have next?
We have James from Honolulu.
Hi, James. Hello.
I have three questions.
Okay.
If you can't get raw purple filter, what kind of filter can you use?
If you cannot get raw purple, I would use K&N. K&N. Oil
okay.
filter. Or AMSOIL oil filter.
AMSOIL. Okay, second question is electronic fuel preventer. If I want to put that on a car on the mainland, can do I buy the unit and then take it up to the mainland and install it myself? Is it difficult or what?
Electronic fuel injection?
No, no. This is the rust preventer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's easy.
Oh, it's easy.
Yeah.
Buy one down here and...
You can take it up there and put it on.
Okay. The other thing is ethanol indoors. What kind of... I think you mentioned it last time. What kind of... you get water and carbon dioxide indoors?
You can use, you can burn ethanol indoors. There's no problem with that. They have a lot of exotic lamps that burn ethanol.
What comes off? I think water comes out, yeah?
Yeah, it's oxygen.
Oxygen?
It's making oxygen. That's why it has, water is made from H2O.
Uh-huh.
Part of it is oxygen, and that's what ethanol comes out with. And if you burn gasoline, it brings out carbon monoxide, which eats oxygen, and you know, it's kind of a no-brainer. Yeah,
you have to put gasoline outdoors, but ethanol you can put indoor generation.
Yeah, but you know, in the world, as the world, you look at the whole world, if you're burning gasoline, you're eating up all the oxygen, you're depleting the oxygen. But if you burned ethanol throughout the whole world, you'll be making more oxygen, and the people of the world will become healthier.
Oh, okay. Okay, George. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. We're flexible. We talk about all kinds, like potholes. You know, people running for office, don't want to mention name, but he says his biggest thing is he's going to fix the potholes. Well, the one I'm looking at, the one road, Y Camilo, never got fixed. It's still bad, bad, bad. But you notice, folks, Hawaii Kai, they fix the roads, right? It's only the place where the people have money. Y and I? No. Why Camilo Kalihi? No. Only the places where they have money. Well, what gets me is, and you know, because you visit other islands, how come Maui, Big Island, Kauai, don't have the kind of bad roads we have on Oahu? What's the difference? I don't understand. It's a lot of politics involved with that. When they do the paving of the streets and the highway, they should go 4 inches. They're not doing 4 inches. They're doing 2. The thinner you make the pavement, the faster it'll break apart. And it in the long run, going to cost us more and more money. We need these politicians to look at it like a business. You know, like safety check. You're not making a penny from it, get rid of it. Give you a good example, folks. You had a restaurant, you hired all your workers, your waitresses, everything, and you gave away and served free food. You don't make a penny. How long are you going to stay in business? Not too long. They got a lot of programs going on with the state that is not making money. How long are you going to survive like that? You want the taxpayers to pay everything? I don't think it works that way. But anyway, it's just my saying.
You tried driving on the freeway recently where they're doing the repaving?
Mm-hmm.
You drive to the edge where they stop the new paving and then the old one starts. But it's rounded off, but it's still uneven.
I know.
It's scary.
I know.
Because you know how they make the lanes more narrow now, right?
That's illegal.
So you're bound to hit that spot, and it's almost like you're going to go out of control.
Yep. But Hawaii doesn't follow the law. The law for repaving, fixing, or whatever of the street, whether you dig it out, put whatever you do, it has to be put back in the same condition or better, not in worse. But you look around, folks, it's getting worse and worse. And why? Because you allow it. Nobody is saying anything. Just me. But I don't know. Anyway, I recommend putting on that electronic rustproofing device that we have. Harvey Maeda in Kauai also has that. And if you want that and you're on Kauai, you can give Harvey a call. Harvey's number is 651-2813, 651-2813. Harvey also has that fantastic high metal protector royal purple oil, and he also has ethanol. But of course, people don't like ethanol because they think it damages the car. The thing that damages your car, folks, is the low octane. The gas that we recommend is Shell V-Power. Shell V-Power, but not the one on Waikamilo and King Street in Kalihi. All the rest of the Shell stations, perfect. Okay? Use the Shell Premium V-Power and see the difference. You will see the difference. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay, so it's break time. Okay. You're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii.
She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and folks, you know, listen to that PSA. It's to try to help people not lose family members. I mean, losing a son or daughter because of a drunk driver or because they were drinking, you know, it hurts. It hurts a lot. You know, and we try to tell you the good things. But it's up to you to listen. If you don't, then I can't help it. And that PSA was of a real incident, folks. It was not just out of the clear blue sky. Of course, we couldn't add, we had to change it a little. But I think a lot of you know who that girl was. And she died in that car wearing a seatbelt. So seatbelts does not save your life, folks. Okay? So what you hear on the commercials, it's all false. Anyway. Okay. Who's next on the phone?
We have Barbara calling from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, George. The previous caller said he's looking for the Royal Purple oil filter.
Mm-hmm.
I just ordered from Crestix, so they should have.
Oh, okay. Good.
That's it. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you.
And you know, I'm putting the Tesoro. I missed a little bit at the beginning of your show, but I put the Tesoro Supreme.
No, I don't recommend that anymore.
Oh, what?
Shell.
Oh.
Shell V-Power. Do not use Tesoro. No.
Oh. So how much ethanol is in the Shell now?
It's not the so-called ethanol. It's the V-Power. It's a clean burning fuel. So we did the test and burnt the Shell gas by itself, and we burned the Tesoro. The Tesoro came out super black and gummy, and the Shell was very light gray.
Oh.
Very clean.
Oh. Okay, I haven't been able to listen to you for quite a while, so.
Uh-oh.
Okay, Shell, huh?
Yes.
Any Shell?
Any Shell except White Camilo.
Oh. What's wrong with that one?
It seems like he has regular in the premium.
Ah, then those kind of information we have to get out.
Yeah, but people don't say nothing.
Thank you for your show.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Fred from Kaimuki.
Hi, Fred.
Yeah, George.
Yeah.
I went down to an auto parts to get that weak oil filter.
Mm-hmm.
They don't make that anymore, you said.
They don't make what filter?
The oil filter.
The Wix.
Yeah.
Wix brand.
I don't recommend Wix. I recommend Royal Purple,
mm-hmm.
K&N, or Amsoil. That's the only three I recommend.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, thanks, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, a lot of people don't listen all the time. Things change, folks. But most of all, please tell the people, don't drink and drive. Too many people are drinking and driving, and, you know, it's not good. Okay, who's next?
We have Ren from Honolulu.
Hi, Ren.
Hi, George. In order to benefit everybody again, could you repeat that thing I heard about Tesoro putting diesel in their gasoline?
We suspect the Tesoro has diesel in the gas because the black burning smell smells exactly like diesel. So if you get some Tesoro gas and go burn it, you smell it, it smells just like diesel burning. And if you burn the Shell V-Power, it doesn't have that.
Okay. And the other thing was about, you know, I talked to the people down at the Department of Agriculture, the weights and measures people, and they still claim that the octane that they it's on the pump is exactly what you get when you pump gas into your car. But I heard you say that differently. So,
no, it's not.
So really, they're negligent about, well, they're not very truthful about putting that.
You know, the Department of Ag has never, ever checked, gone on a check gasoline, you know. Never. And those people with the high-performance cars and stuff like that, when you drive up the poly and leave the window down and listen good, you can hear it pinging.
Okay. Okay. Well, they should be honest with the public and change those octane numbers.
No, they won't. Go talk to all the politicians. They won't do it.
Well, anyway.
And that's who you voted for.
I didn't vote for them.
Okay,
thanks.
Okay.
Hey, bye.
Aloha. Okay. Who's next?
We have Ramo from Honolulu.
Who?
Ramo.
Hi.
Hello, George. You know about these H1s? Rain, improvement and all. But also they have on this government website I read, and it says license plate reader camera adjustment. That's what they do. What they need to read your license plate, what they're trying to do is what? Just for revenue?
What? What was that again?
On the H1 freeway, you know, all this construction and improvement they're supposed to be doing at night, yeah?
Yeah.
Or it says here on their website also what another thing they're doing is doing this license plate reader camera adjustment.
What is that for?
That's what I know. What is that for? Why they need to read our license plate? They take a picture of our cars now when you go safety check.
Yeah, that's wrong already.
Is that for people who will be speeding?
What, revenue so they can pay for this rail?
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Everybody will start getting speeding tickets in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
Illegal lane change and all that.
Mm-hmm.
They just go take it, you know, they don't even, you know, like you watch news and TV, these foreign countries that are like, you know, even when they get this kind of socialist government, they're not afraid to protest, you know. They take it so much, but over here, they take no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hawaii is a politician's paradise.
Right. That's the only paradise you have.
Yep. Because people don't say nothing.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, John.
Thanks for calling. Okay. Another thing. Don't use your cell phone on King Street because that's the only one street that they'll tag you for using the cell phone. King Street. But Baritania and the rest, it's okay. I wonder why.
Maybe they have the most accidents there.
I don't know. King and Baritania is the most dangerous intersection ever. And the other one is South and Queen. Most dangerous intersection there. So avoid those. Give us a call at 808-296-5467 808-296-5467. I need to know if Island of Kauai is raining because they supposedly have their 4th of July race there. So if somebody on Kauai is listening, please let us know if it's raining out there. Okay, who's next?
We have Sam from Kalihi.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, George. Listen, have you driven down North King Street recently?
What part of it?
Well, it's out towards Moili'i and like that. Basically, where I'm going with this is I think that road has probably got more potholes, and that's a major thoroughfare. It's got more potholes, I think, than any other street in urban Honolulu.
You're right.
And you know what, George? Here's a thought. Maybe you, at your show, you could have each week, you could have people call in and say, who are we going to nominate for this week's winner of the worst pothole street in Honolulu? You know, we could have a winner a week, you know.
Good idea.
Oh, thank you. You know, I want to make one more comment, if I might, George. Out in Waianae, you know, I've seen them pave streets that only had a dozen and a half, maybe two dozen houses on the streets. And they were good shape, no potholes, and they would come out there and they'd pave them over again and make them look pretty. I think it's like the mayor wants to say, oh, we've paved so many miles. Well, if you're paving, repaving a street that didn't need to be paved, you can do it fast and you can run up mileage. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think there's some of that going on, too. Because I've seen streets being paved out there. They didn't need it, Brian. I know nobody complained because there's nothing to complain about.
Something wrong with that.
Yeah, I said my piece. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Well, I didn't vote for him. And he promised the world, but gave nothing anyway. Well, that's a good idea. I think you, the people, need to call in and say which street is the worst potholes. My vote is Y Camilo.
Well, how are you going to determine which one, though? I mean, how are you going to gauge?
Well, we're going to have you go check it out.
I don't think so. Okay, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And if you're going to do a brake job, it is not recommended to resurface the brake rotors.
And why not?
Because the brake rotors are thinner than before. And I know the manufacturer says you can go down to a certain specific thickness, but if you look at steel, metal, the thicker it is, the harder it is to warp it. When you thin it down, it warps easier. And warping rotors is very common on today's cars. You never got that back in the 60s. Because the rotors were way thicker back then. And today is really thin. When if you go to the aftermarket brake rotors, high performance ones, they're not as thin as the ones coming out from the factories.
Okay, what's wrong with driving with a warped rotor?
You get pulsating pedal and the brake vibrates. So it doesn't really stop good. It's dangerous. and the manufacturers themselves, all the car manufacturers, have sent out bulletins, do not resurface rotors. But mechanics today are still doing it. So you, the people that own the car, please, if they have to resurface because some kind of reason, have them replace it. It's far cheaper to replace a rotor than your life. Okay, who's next?
We have Stephen from Kailua.
Hi, Stephen.
Hey, George. I was telling you my experience at the July 4th parade we had every year. I had my two signs. And I'm standing on the road, and well, Brian Schatz came earlier, but I never know he came back to the father end with his kids. So I'm standing with my sign, and my sign says, "We are one of the most taxed state in the nation."
Good for you.
It does not have to be this way, right?
Yes.
So, and for some reason, the parade stopped right in front of me.
Good.
Looking at Brian Schatz. He didn't know what to do. He kind of turned away, and then I know the kids are just looking at the sign, and my signs are a big hit.
Unbelievable.
And then
fantastic.
Marissa came, and she came up to me because I know her, and she looked at the sign. She said, "Come join me in my march." So I went and joined her. And I've never been down that side of the parade, you know, so it's like halfway.
Good for you.
But yeah, everybody's just looking at me. I know they're looking at the sign, you know.
Good for you.
But we had it was a nice traditional July 4th, you know.
Yeah.
We went to St. John Vianney's. We had the Knights of Columbus made barbecue for people over there. So we had hamburgers, hot dogs, watermelon. And I told Marissa, "Hey, I perform at the Mardi Gras here for, you know, just as Elvis." So if you guys get your tickets early for March.
Good for you. More people got to be like you.
And then I had another sign strapped to the chain link fence. My friend watched everything. And she's saying quite a bit of people are coming up to read the sign. You know, and I titled it Politician's Propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
If you tell a lie long enough, it becomes the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy who said that phrase was Joseph Goebbels, the Minister of Propaganda, Germany, 1933. That's what they used on their people. You know, now they're using it on us.
Yep.
So it was a big hit. But it was a nice, then I saw the fireworks on a beach with a friend, you know, Kalama Beach. Oh, man, what a day.
Good.
Yeah. I just happy wanted to share that. And then there was a car that came up. I thought it was a Thunderbird, but it was actually a Galaxy convertible. If you used to buy a car like that, what would that cost?
Wow. What year?
I don't know.
They're expensive.
It was white and convertible. I don't like the color, you know. But
they're expensive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't see the whole parade, but, you know, it was fun.
Good.
Kind of exciting.
That's good. More people got to do that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so, you know, the thing is to educate people because people don't have time to educate themselves, and they're not doing enough, you know.
Well,
so that was my goal.
Good.
That was good.
Good for you.
Right on. Thank you. Right, the guy in London caught. That was unreal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, news is traveling around the world by the computer.
Yeah, good. I think it's going to get better. You might be one of the best shows around, man. I told Marissa about, you know, I gave a, you know, I told her a little about you and what your goal is, you know, and, I hope she calls your show one day.
I know her.
Okay.
Aloha.
All right, take care. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Yes, folks, we need more people like that. Do you know that in Oregon, and Mario Yano said this, he went to Oregon, and he came back and said, "You know what? There's no property tax for seniors in Oregon. And Oregon, seniors don't pay tax when they buy things." Now, I think that's an excellent way to help the seniors. What do you think, folks? Not in Hawaii. Seniors pay property tax, they pay tax for everything, and they get less and less. What's up with that? Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? So, yes, we have to get more people involved and do things and stand up for your rights. okay? Get rid of safety check. Get rid of reconstruction. It's not doing anything but harassing the people. You the people. Okay? So, you know, I don't know. I can't do it by myself. I recommend, if you're in sales, either have a nice car, that's number one, keep it shiny and beautiful looking, because part of your sales, when you hit the road, if you're in real estate or whatever, is the condition of your car. People actually look. If the car is all dirty and grungy, they're not going to buy anything from you. Part of your sales is the appearance of your car. It's like you walking into an office with all boro-boro kind of clothes, all dirty. You think anybody's going to buy or listen to you? No. So you walk in nicely dressed, but your car is just a pile of junk. No. I tell you, long ago, when my son was younger, I took him to the mainland with me to pick up products and stuff like that. And we always rented the Lincoln Town Car, nice cars. And we left the manufacturer's office. I would tell him, I would tell Todd, turn around and see if the guy is looking at what car we have. And he always said, yes, he's looking to see what car we drove. And this other thing that I wanted to bring up to you that I learned from Shell Oil back in the late 60s. Okay? They said not to leave your head under the hood and get involved with community stuff around you. Because if you don't, one day it's going to come back and bite you in the butt. So, how many of you listening on the radio get involved with community stuff? How many? I thought that was the best advice I could ever get was from that Shell Oil dealer training program. Fantastic. Really something. So, anyway, please, folks, don't drink and drive. You know, all these young folks getting killed and crippled. Enough already. Okay? So, anyway, that's the time that we gotta head on out. So, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in. And if Edwards is listening from England, Fan Aloha and Mahalo for calling in and listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 all the way London, England. Take care of each other and please go back to the old days where neighbors help neighbors. Okay? Please don't drink and drive, and we'll see you all next week Saturday. Aloha.